I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
First dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? My dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Units, be advised, the target is at the roulette table in the northeast side. Requesting perimeter. Target is approximately 200 yards from potential exit point. Hold for now.
And critically, Enron Broadband Services can deliver unmatched bandwidth capacity, okay, for blockbuster video streaming, right? So if you see here...
Life at Enron was getting as insane as life outside of Enron, which means a lot coming from a guy who was transferring funds to some omnipotent wealth fund from the future. Well, that, or my imagination is driving me into some kind of mental breakdown. But back to America's most innovative company. Enron's internal policy had initiated the 1-to-5 rule. Grade each employee on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 being the best, 5 being the worst. Once the grades were in, they'd cull the bottom 20%. 20%. It was ruthless. The directors and executives saw Enron as ancient Sparta. And I don't know if you know this, but in ancient Sparta, newborns that looked weak or showcased signs of fragility were thrown from the city walls to the rocks below. The guys on the top floor loved that model. They loved it.
And what you're looking at here is the platform, and that's what we can offer, okay? The tech is good. The tech is there, and with our facilities, you'll be able to ensure future growth of that platform. And ultimately,
it was widely speculated in the mid-90s that Y2K would burst the dot-com bubble. The Millennium Bug was freaking people out. Investors got shaky. And realistically, tech should have suffered. But it didn't. In fact, it fueled investment into cyberspace. The logic? Only the tech industry could save us from the tech industry.
Which brings us to this part here. So what you see here, that's the system dealing with internet traffic, okay? That's where the majority of those speeds will be affected. But Enron have answers for that. And it's an answer that no one else has, okay? So if you follow this diagram here, this is us here in Houston.
Enron was having a kind of midlife crisis. They had enough, but they wanted more. Enron Broadband Services was cashing in on the bold new frontier of global connectivity. That and energy trading had never been more profitable. So why all this pressure for America's seventh largest corporation? It was because of America's largest corporation that was created this exact day. ExxonMobil. A $73 billion merger between Exxon and, you guessed it, Mobil. Approved by the United States Federal Trade Commission this morning, November 30th, 1999. Enron wanted the headlines back. They were jealous. Oh, and ExxonMobil, also based in Texas. One final point and then I'll shut up. 2 weeks ago, Clinton signed the Financial Services Modernization Act of 1999. That's a big deal for people who like money and chaotic markets.
And that there is where the traffic is managed by Enron Broadband Services. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Frank. So let's hear from you guys and air some of the concerns on Blockbuster's side of things. If that's... Do you guys want it? Bobby?
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. Yeah, and thanks again, Frank, for that explanation. So, our side, the Blockbuster side, as you guys know, our approach is twofold. We want to know that you guys get that. I'm just going to raise our first issue. We're not seeing the user end development from you guys regarding the site. The actual website. So, just take a look at my laptop here. This is Netflix.com. These are the DVD shipping guys. Now, this isn't confidential per se, but we would appreciate being respectful with what I'm about to divulge. Blockbuster are currently exploring an acquisition here, solely based on this user experience.
Frank, I can see you shaking your head. Let me finish. We're not talking about DVD shipping here. We still want the online streaming. But this interface is what we want. The way the Netflix catalog is presented, I just click here, I can get my movie, put in my details, and it's great.
Can I interject?
Sure.
You don't need to buy Netflix to get that. We can develop that.
But we've seen no progress on this, Steve.
That's easy. We can do that.
You should be doing that. That's what was agreed.
Well, okay, we are. That's so acknowledged. Steve, just thank you.
The second concern for us at Blockbuster is the tech.
The tech is good.
The tech is not good.
Wait, Sarah, just hold on.
How can you say the tech is not good when it's good?
We haven't seen a working model.
You need 45 Mbps just to be able to stream online video. We can't even stream using your demo site inside the Enron building.
Wait, just a second. Did you not pay attention?
So what chance does a user in Nebraska have? Streaming freaking Titanic if we can't even get the tech right?
Bobby, she's wrong. The tech is good. I explained that Enron need the control of the bandwidth. Like I said, you can see that on the board.
Let's play it.
Pardon me?
Play Titanic, Steve. Let's stream it.
We don't have it here.
We don't have it here, no.
What have we got?
In testing, right, Steve? We've been using the Matrix trailer. For home video release.
That's this week, right?
Right, yeah. So let me load it up here. Just a sec.
Is that going to be okay, Frank?
Yeah, just okay. So here, I click this. This is actually the same action a user would be doing. It's just we have a web team that do all the designing side of the user side of things. We don't do that here. We're more about the tech and, like,
the bandwidth. And yeah, so okay, so Matrix trailer here and play. This is just the initial load. We call that a buffer.
And it, here we go. Okay.
This is a problem.
The tech is good, so it's
stop
just,
saying the tech is good.
Sarah.
It's the bandwidth, okay? Enron will control the bandwidth. Don't you get that? God.
All right.
Right.
God.
We're on 802.11b, okay? That's capable of transmissions up to 11 Mbps, okay? We're on 2.4 GHz band. We're divided into 11 channels. This connection isn't designed for streaming, okay? So this is a dumb, stupid test.
And why are you sharing it with us? Huh? Want us to take a leap into the unknown.
Sarah.
I'm talking about where EBS will be when Blockbuster On Demand launches, not right now, okay?
You can't control the bandwidth.
Our long-term plan is to control the bandwidth.
How?
We are working on a facility to do that. I'm not going to say anymore.
You want us to walk away from buying Netflix because of something you can't tell a goddamn thing about. See what I'm saying? This is the unknown.
Netflix, I mean, come on. Like, DVDs in the mail? Are we gonna be serious here?
We want the interface, genius, okay?
I think Frank pointed out we have an external team working on the interface.
How can you get us 45 Mbps?
The facility, which I cannot discuss further...
When will it be ready?
We don't have that kind of information.
Has it been started?
I run a small team for the development.
Most of EBS operational budget is used on the facility, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Is this site completed?
Almost, sir. From what I understand.
Jim. That's Jim Yang. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So Hank said we need to transfer the money to a broker and have a portfolio for the Enron stock.
I can get the stock for you through Enron.
I just have some questions about the Millennium Bug, because Hank said it'll cause a problem for Enron.
We've got people working on it.
Okay, but what about the Y2K?
That's the same thing, Mom. It means year 2000. Just stop. I can get the stock for you. I would just need the money.
But Hank said he was going to find us a broker.
If you get the money to me, I can get shares in Enron without the broker fees.
Hank has the money.
Mom, who's Hank?
He's our accountant.
You've never had an accountant.
Your father said we need one if we're gonna invest.
Mom, I'm an accountant. I told you to invest. In Enron, that's where I work. Why didn't you ask me?
Your father didn't want to bother you when you were so busy.
Mom, come on.
He didn't.
Why can't he just trust me with this?
He does trust you, Jim.
Mom.
He trusts you so much, honey. We both
He
do.
Hired an accountant to advise him on how to buy stocks in Enron when his son works as an accountant at Enron.
Well, that does not mean he doesn't trust you.
You've got mail.
Jim? You okay? Jim?
I'll call you back, Mom. Hey, Cora?
Hey, Jim? Did you get the popcorn out of your teeth?
Stop.
What? You were so whiny about that piece of popcorn. I could barely hear the movie.
Look, I said it once. I said, I feel like I have popcorn in my teeth.
Remember that guy in the front row?
I just need to get this transaction verified.
Oh, sure. You processed it already?
Yeah, on my computer.
Great. Everything okay over here in Gym World?
Hmm?
You look a little frazzled. How's your Tyler Durden?
I don't have a Tyler Durden.
I was kidding, Jim. Okay, Jim Yang, finance manager. That's done.
Cool. Great.
Lots of money.
Sorry?
180 million.
Yeah, lots. Big things are happening.
Is this from Doug's team?
No. Well, Doug is logistics, so kind of.
Where's it going?
Cora, this is authorized by Andy Fastow.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, from the top. And I know they want to do more grading on us, so maybe don't ask too many questions on this one.
Yeah, no problem, Jim. Hey, I'm not trying to be annoying, but are you sure you're cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm super cool. Just, yeah, want to make sure these accounts are all good for Fastow and Mark, so, yep.
Date is Tuesday, November 30th, 1999.
Continuity check.
Got a birth count in the United States from yesterday, provided by NVSR 10,684.
Confirmed.
I got Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. They got engaged. Is that something you guys...
Confirmed.
Okay, great. You know her? The Rachel from
Next
France.
Detail.
Okay, I got, the Time Magazine Person of the Year, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy, the online books, you know, Bezos.
Can we get a global data point rather than this kind of thing?
Oh, okay, conflict in Chechnya, I got for the day 191 casualties.
Confirmed. Check.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We understand the importance of
fuck. Damn it. Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
You didn't say my number!
Cora?
I'm surprised you can even hear me over this music.
Huh?
I said, I'm surprised!
I was joking.
Jim, can you hear me?
It was a joke.
We're at Paragon.
Paragon?
Yeah, that's where we are.
They let you into Paragon.
Newsflash, Jim. We're Enron! We do whatever we want.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. We're here, and yeah, we're probably gonna be here for a couple more hours.
Who's we?
Like Doug, and some EBS, some ECT.
ECT?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I always figure they hang out with, like, TV stars and, you know.
So, like, you wanna come?
It's 9:30.
You got school in the morning?
That's funny. Except, well, kinda. I got work. We got work.
Come on, Jim. There's people trading Pokemon cards here. Keanu Reeves just arrived in his leather. Oh, and I think I just saw Jar Jar Binks.
I get what you're doing and everything, but I hate Jar Jar Binks.
Jim.
Paragon is like 40
okay.
minutes.
No worries.
No, wait. I'll be there. I'm leaving now. Cora?
Where in the name of fuck do you think you're going, Cinderella?
Holy shit.
Go back inside now.
How did you... You're disabled.
I ain't disabled. I'm fat. I can afford a motor scooter, can't I? What? I don't deserve to use it because I got working legs?
Ellis, I transferred today. I'm not, you know...
You know what?
I'm not, like, causing problems or...
You're gonna go after that chick.
What does that have to do with anything?
It ain't staying in your shell and keeping out of fucking trouble is what it has to do with anything.
What is me going and meeting a girl gonna change?
Because it's not Jim Yang.
It is me. I'm Jim Yang. I'm literally going to see her.
I knew it. I told him. You don't get it.
Hey, I get it.
You don't! You're past your expiry date, Casa fucking Nova. You're not supposed to be here. Gas explosion, remember? Boom! And hey, before that, let's look at the origin story. You were never supposed to be here. You're a flusher that found his way into Texas via some infertile, guilty Baptist.
Hey.
Don't fucking hate me! Did I try and flush you? Did I roll out China's one-child policy? Did I break daddy's sperm?
Nobody tried to flush me.
You were picked out of a fucking toilet in Beijing,
Stop.
Jim. You were a turd that grew up and learned to talk.
Stop.
You're not supposed to be here, Jim. Got that?
Stop it.
No, you stop it. The only reason the company picked you. Fuck. The only reason the company picked me is because I'm inconsequential. Well, so are you. You think they want to go for some center of attention, dipshit, hotshot, smooching girlies, and God knows what else? They want quiet. They want the forgotten. They want nobodies. The losers. The loners. Inconsequentials, Jim. You hear me? Time is delicate. Time is... God.
You're just... You know.
I'm what? You're blabbering, Jim. You're blabbering, old Jim Yang blabbermouth.
Fucking blabbering. Look, fuck you, Ellis. Did I fucking blabber then? Huh? Fuck you. Get out of my fucking car. You think I buy this fake-ass shit? I am onto you. I am onto your fake-ass... I'm onto your shit.
Fake-ass shit?
Please, come on.
Come on what?
The Matrix. The red or the blue pill. Who wants to be a millionaire shit?
Talk fucking sense.
He called his dad. The winner called his dad. The answer was Nixon.
So?
Fight Club. Man, you're Tyler. You're Tyler, Ellis. I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to figure this all out, and I'm trying...
Are you actually suggesting I'm a figment of your imagination?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, God, you're as dumb as shit.
Pokemon Red. Pokemon Red.
What are you talking about?
The Matrix, Ellis! The red pill! I took the red pill, Pokemon Red, not blue. The big secluded house in Fight Club. Now I have a big secluded house? I mean, the stuff with my father... The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, my name, James Nixon Yang, it's all my creation. This is not real. You're not real. You're just a fuck. I don't know. I'm tired, I'm confused, and you're just visualized stress and anxiety. You're fake. Fake.
This is a Browning 9mm pistol. Is this visualized stress and anxiety, Dr. Phil?
Ellis?
Drive.
I'm not gonna...
Drive, or we check out what's real and what's not real, Jim.
I don't... Look,
start the engine, step on the pedals, and drive.
Where?
What time is it?
1999.
Not the fucking year.
No,
I'm not a
okay.
fucking time traveler, Jim.
Sorry.
Fuck. Does that motor scooter look like a fucking DeLorean to you?
Just please put the gun away.
It's 9:43. We'll get there in time.
Where?
Independence Heights. That's your cue to drive the fucking car.
Okay. Sorry.
Stop here.
What are you doing, Ellis?
I'm showing you something. Something that is gonna happen in 94 seconds. Something that we nearly miss, because you drive like an old blind dead lady.
I've just got a lot going on right now, and I don't trust my own thoughts. I can't just... I need some time.
Susan Janice Vickery. Boom.
What?
There she is. Blonde chick outside the Starbucks. Susan Janice Vickery. 44 years of age. Works for North Harris County Regional Water Authority. 5'7". Divorced. Just started dating a guy called Gregor. You like that? Gregor. Sounds like a pirate or some shit.
Where's she going?
I'm not quite sure where she's headed, but I can say she's about to step out onto West 43rd Street, and when she does, at 10:17 and 34 seconds, she's gonna meet a red 1994 Toyota Camry. A red Toyota Camry that's about to get a lot more red, if you know what I mean. Okay, here we go.
Ellis, what do you mean more red?
6 seconds and counting. 5, 4, 3...
Wait, Ellis.
2, 1.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Severe trauma on the brain. You know what that means, right? She didn't feel much, or at least she can't feel much right now. She bleeds out in the ambulance, but she's none the wiser.
I need to get out.
Nope. No. Fuck.
I need to get away from you. You're a murderer.
Are you fucking kidding me? Did you see me driving the Camry?
You knew.
I'm not a freak, Jim. I don't know when everybody's gonna die or nothing. I just... Look, I knew I had to speak to you tonight, so I looked her up.
Looked her up where?
That's the thing, buddy. I work for this company, too. Their gift to me was the internet.
Their gift is the internet?
Not from now. From a date I picked. Decades from now. I can see all the web pages and shit. It's cool. It's everything.
So you can go on a news site from...
From the future, Jim. I've looked at CNN on what would be your 50th birthday, buddy.
No.
Yes! I've been reading the story of the world like a book. It's beautiful. It is just so beautiful. I'll miss it.
Why will you miss it?
Unlike you, I can't outstay my welcome.
Did you look up your death?
Yep.
Did you look up my death?
I told you! Gas leak! They found you. I'm just the fatty in the middle. Here they come. Her last breath is in about 3 minutes or so.
Jesus.
Did that feel real to you? Or am I still part of your imagination?
That felt real.
Good. Maybe stay off the movies and video games, huh, Jim?
Do you need, I don't know, do you need help to get out?
Oh, what? You want to try lifting me?
I mean, I can.
You can't. I'll be fine. Oh. God. It's hard.
I said I'd help. God.
No. This. You. I know it's hard with this kind of deal, Jim. They saved your life, man. They saved your fucking life. Do you get that? You're not supposed to be here. Yet, you're here. You know what people would do for that? Time or fate or... I don't know. You know, I don't know what they call it, but... It finds a way. It finds a way. It's like water. A river. Carving its way through the landscape. Pushing onwards to the sea. But with you, it hit a dam. Ain't that something? Somehow you got fished out of that toilet, man.
Yep.
And here you are.
Here I am.
They've got your back, Jim. They just want you to remain...
inconsequential.
Inconsequential. That's right.
Ellis was right. It was hard. But not in the way she thought it was. A few months ago, this would have been easy. Transferring funds for some shady wealth fund on my own fucking sci-fi adventure in exchange for being introverted? Are you kidding? That was my idea of heaven. That was before. But not now. I had Enron. I had Korra. Life for Jim Yang was just beginning. I was part of something. And I could share it with someone.
Jim! He made it! Jim! Everybody! It's Jim!
Oh my gosh, Jim's here!
Jim and everything. Ugh, I feel so honored.
Hey, good to see ya!
Jim, you made it!
Hey, Jim!
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Korra Campbell, Sharon D. Clark as Ellis Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan, and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.